Hey, everybody. Bill Panoff here, and we are here at C-Trade 2014, and I'm here with Belinda Heimars from Panat, the Group Deputy CEO of Global Business. How are you?
Very well, Bill. Thank you. Fabulous to be here. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to meet you. This is your first C-Trade, I understand.
It is indeed. 9 months into the industry and learning a lot, but it's fantastic to meet so many people from across all of the different sectors, so it's great.
Well, we are big fans of Panat, and we've sailed on Le Caminat Charcot and look forward to sailing in the future. But tell me, can you share with us how Panat stays competitive in the current climate of 2024?
So where we are operating in the luxury expedition segment, still very small in the cruise space in general.
Sure.
It's around 2% of the market. And that said, I think what makes us very unique is our origins. We were founded over 35 years ago by sailors in France, and we still have a very French flair, high touch service offering today. And what's really unique about us is our ships. You know, we have very small human-sized ships, maximum 200 people on board, and I think that makes it very different, particularly with the destinations that we serve.
Can you tell us how Panat curates its onboard experiences and excursion offerings to cater to your guests?
Sure thing. So we spend a lot of time with our guests and we really try and understand what they're looking for. What we find is they're always looking for something different, something that's unique. And we really sail all over the globe to both poles. And we have actually quite a strange way of doing it, because often marine cruise lines will continue to repeat every year the different itineraries that they offer. The thing with Panat is that you want to get it quickly because it might not be there again next year. We continue to innovate and find new destinations and products year after year.
Sustainability is a growing concern in the travel industry. How does Panat incorporate those sustainable things?
Yeah, it's not so much about incorporate. I would say that sustainability is part of our DNA. It's really who we are.
Sure.
Once again, founded by sailors, we still operate as a crew on shore and also on board, obviously. And I think, you know, if you look at what we're doing, we offer very sustainable solutions. We're currently working on a very innovative project, which is called Swap to Zero. Wow. We want to deliver the first carbon emission zero ship by 2030.
Wow.
Yeah. So she'll be a sailing ship, new technologies, new fuel technologies. We're working with a lot of partners to be able to deliver that. And it's a super competitive project, because at the end of the day, no one's really being able to do that at this stage. So.
Sure. Panat is known for its expedition cruises to remote polar regions. Can you tell us about the decision-making process behind those unique itineraries?
Yeah, it's quite fun, actually. A lot of our captains are the inspiration for where we sail. They know the poles. They're very experienced. Uh-huh. They know the ice. They know the ice flows. And they're the ones that come to us and say, hey, our guests want to do a circumnavigation of Antarctica, or we want to cross the two poles. So they're really a huge source of inspiration. And with our Commandant Charcot, mentioned our luxury icebreaker.
Fantastic.
We can go where no one else can go. So that's definitely also helping us to get to really remote regions of the planet. West, Northwest Greenland, like I mentioned, the geographic North Pole. So it really gives us an advantage.
And you go to places the others can't go, and you go earlier as well.
We do. Can you imagine we're going to be arriving, crossing the Baffin Sea and arriving in Greenland 2 months before anyone else, bringing in supplies to the local communities.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
How does Panat leverage technology and innovation to enhance the guest experience?
Yeah, so we use a lot of technology, I would say, ashore, in terms of being able to personalize our call centers and making sure we're really delivering the best quality service to our guests. On board, we don't really need so much technology, to be honest.
Sure.
We've looked at it exists, but we have such incredible crew. And being on a ship with less than 200 people, it's already a personalized experience. So we try to stay away from putting technology between the real personal experience that you get on board.
What does Panat do to engage the local communities?
Oh, well, this is fun. We spend a lot of time scouting. We spend a lot of time co-creating itineraries in different parts of the globe, be it in the Kimberleys or in Honduras. I mentioned Greenland.
Sure, sure, sure.
It's a really fun experience, because we really get to work with them on building a day in the life and really making sure that it's done in a very sustainable and respectful way.
Any new exciting itineraries that guests can look forward to in the future?
Oh, there's lots to pick from. One of my favorites, we're going to go into French Polynesia with a second ship. So we have Port Gauguin there today.
Oh, nice.
We're going to go there with the Panat expedition ship. So we'll be offering expedition itineraries in French Polynesia. Charcot, our icebreaker in the St. Lawrence River, will be a first during the Boreal season. So that's going to be pretty spectacular. There's too many to pick from, Bill. There's really a long list.
But if there's one itinerary you had to choose, what would it be and why?
Oh my goodness. Well, there's kind of two on my bucket list right now. One is we just launched this week a very intimate new ship, which will be a 24-meter catamaran.
Oh, cool.
We're calling her Spirit of Pono.
Uh-huh.
And it will be a very personal experience with personal chef and service on board with only 12 guests. So six cabins.
Wow.
Very, very tiny.
Oh, sign me up.
She'll be in Corsica this summer and in the Seychelles next year. So I think that's one to look out for. And then obviously anywhere that the Charco, Le Commandant Charco icebreaker goes,
sure,
is pretty special. So lots to choose from.
Linda, what a pleasure and a continued success onward and upward. And I can't wait to sail again.
Can't wait to have you on board, Bill.
Thank you. Bill Panoff with Porthole Cruise and Travel.